You guys doing?
How are you?
This is pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah. Jay, you kind of doubled over in Eric's office for a minute. I think you needed a minute. What was sort of the physical sensations you were going through?
Yeah, lightheaded for sure. I was sitting at lunch, actually sitting next to Jake and Linderbaum, and I was eating my meal, and they got tapped on the shoulder. And as I was walking down the hall, I just felt my heart rate keep rising and rising. Came up the steps, walked in the office, and then saw Eric, and it really start beating. And so I was just lightheaded when he told me. I was so surprised. I knew there were so many talented players, on the roster. And, we got a lot of those guys back on the practice squad. It was just, the numbers for me. So when he told me, I was just, really surprised. Hear your dream come true, and you're standing up. I guess my legs were locked out, so I should have had a slight bend in the knee, so I did that wrong.
Have you been able to watch the video?
Yeah, I actually did. I get a little cringy when I see myself, so I try not to, but my parents sent it in the family group chat. I don't know how, because none of them are on Instagram, so it must have been on Twitter. And they sent it to me, and I just had to watch it. And then Coach Santucci actually played it in the linebacker room this morning with all the guys. And we were celebrating everybody, Ruben and Key as well, just to see the surprise in our face and, just how happy we were. And I think the coolest part was just the family's response to what happened. And, it's kind of community success. I felt like the whole family won that day. So,
did you feel like Zach Orr had a particular appreciation for the journey that you were trying to make, and that he was also an undrafted linebacker?
Yeah. I remember, talking to my agent, sixth round actually, and he called and he was like, there's a couple picks left, but we need to start making a list of where you want to go, and he mentioned that the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens was an undrafted linebacker. I knew that, it wasn't going to be enough. That connection wasn't going to be enough to just get me on a Super Bowl ready team. But I knew that if you go to Baltimore, you play hard, play physical, they respect their linebackers. So I felt like this was a good fit for me. Just coming from Iowa, the programs and what they stand for, I think they're similar. So I felt comfortable coming here, knowing I would have to, keep my head down and work and show up every day. And then, when there's special connections like that, you gotta, gotta use them to your advantage.
Jay, we saw that Roquan took all of you guys out for dinner. I guess, can you speak to the closeness of that group and what it's been like to be in a group led by Roquan?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, when I got here for rookie minicamp, I just remember, because those guys aren't even here yet, but I just remember seeing his name in front of his locker. And then you look down two more lockers, it's Lamar Jackson. You look down another locker, it's Derrick Henry. And so it's like you're quickly fanned out, because you're like these Pro Bowl players that you were literally watching on TV 3 months ago. Now you're in the same locker room as those guys. And as OTAs gets going, and the longer you're here and the more workouts you put under your belt, the more comfortable you start to feel. But obviously just respect for him as a player. Just turn on his tape and it's obvious how good he is. But when you start getting to the linebacker meeting room, you see how he, diagnoses plays, how he triggers on certain things, how he views the game. You start to see how he separates himself. And I think the coolest thing about Roquan, who he is off the field, I think he's done a great job of, there's football Roquan, and then there's Roquan Smith, the human being. And I think every football player has got to have that balance, and he does a great job. He allows, the rookies, anybody in the room, access to both parts of his life. So just learning that from him, learning mental health and how important it is to be okay off the field, so you're best on the field. It's just been cool learning from him, getting closer with him.
We see how expressive your dad is on social media and his support for you, and Iowa and the Ravens. I don't know.
Yeah, you can do I promise he has been like that my entire life. My entire life. Like this, he was like that when I was playing AAU basketball and the shorts were too big for me and my jersey was too big and my socks were pulled all the way up and there was a rim on top of the rim so we could shoot at the lower rim. He's been like that my entire life. Like there's no camera or platform that made him like that. And it was funny because the day I got to Iowa, he was like that. And I mean, it took me 3 years to be a starting linebacker there. But I was running down on kickoff, and this you would have thought I was the Buckus winner when he was, you know, just his presence on social media. So when he says he's my biggest fan, my biggest supporter, he means that from day one.
Well, part two, I mean, we saw a little bit of that phone call on the video, and it looked like you wanted to call him back. Well, what was that like, just kind of luxuriating in that moment with your dad?
Yeah, when it comes to my family and anything to do with success, my dad's super emotional. He's a family guy. Like he lives off me and my sister, and anything we do, he's willing to support it. I mean, I could tell him I'm trying to do anything. I you know, my dreams are anything. Him and my mom, they're willing to support, you know, anything. And just to see, you know, where my football career has gone, and then just like these last couple of months of my football career have taken like a drop. And it's like I was doing really good in college, and you know, everything was good. Then you know, the combine came around and the draft came around. And it was kind of hard on me because I was like, I just don't know what I'm doing wrong. But to see him not waver, I think that's why you saw some of that emotion on the phone call. Because for me, it's hard to say, like, I knew this would happen. Like, I knew everything would work out. You know, I was having real conversations with myself after the draft. If football's in my future, if I need to go do something else. But if you would ask him after the draft, he knew this day was going to happen. So just knowing I got a father like that in my corner, I think that's what the video showed.
Are you used to being underestimated, or
yeah, my career's got it's got loops. It's like cycles around. You know, recruited, not really recruited out of high school, from Indianapolis, Indiana. Didn't get an IU offer. Didn't get a Purdue offer. You know, that means a lot from a Indianapolis football player. I mean, I'm 40 minutes from, you know, those campuses. And so Iowa was my first Big Ten offer. Go to Iowa, sit for 3 years, you know, true junior, watching other people play. You know, then I play, I do everything I possibly can do. And, you know, people tell you it's not enough. So, you know, all I can do is focus on me, focus on, you know, running the ball, tackling the ball, and getting better every day. And usually things tend to work themselves out.
Hey, one more, please.
I'm curious, Zach Orr talked about how a lot of college linebackers these days are like athletes who get moved to linebacker late in their career. You've just been a linebacker.
Yeah.
How do you think that got you to this point, and what does being an inside linebacker mean to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the game's changed. I mean, dudes are athletic. I mean, you can get a 6'4" guy who's 225 now, and he used to play safety. I think that's just a testament to, you know, guys getting bigger, faster, stronger every year. But I mean, I think the game's won in the X's and O's. You know, I'm not the biggest guy. I'm obviously not the fastest guy. But I think there's a feel for inside zone. Like there's a feel for pin pull. Like you got to like feel those things. And maybe it's because I went to Iowa and I seen a fullback and, you know, Linderbaum and, you know, big guards for 5 years. But there's something about like just feeling the offensive line and who they're working up to and when that guard's pulling. Like you just got to feel those things. And it's cool because Roquan talks like that. Like he can't really explain why he did what he did every single time. But he has a really good feel of what's going to happen and how the play is going to develop. And I think that's what makes a good linebacker.
All right, Jay. Appreciate it.
Thank you.